Praise the Lord, everybody.
All right. Well, I think everybody's just a little bit too quiet. I don't know what's going on.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord in the house. I believe that in many parts of the nation tonight, in Times Square or whatever, they can get a bigger praise than that. And I mean, or shout rather, not praise. I mean, they can shout. They don't know what they're shouting for, but I mean, we're shouting to the King of Kings. Now let's try that again. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Well, one way or another, we will get you shouting tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to thank all our visitors for coming. Yeah. You know, we appreciate you. I think all our GMI folks, they're used to this right now. But if you're here for the first time, stay with us. We're going to have a great time. We're sharing the word right now, and after this, we're going to have an anointing service. Now, if you want to receive anointing, laying on of hands, you know, for the breaking of the yoke and for breakthrough and different things in your life, then you step forward during the anointing service. You know, it's a voluntary thing. You know, we're not going to persuade anybody to come, you know, but if you want to be in that, you know, when we switch into that part of the service just before the crossover, then we want you to come forward and be prayed for. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to exhort us, preach the word this evening a little bit. But I like interactive response when I preach. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get your mind off the food that's going to happen tonight. Maybe that's why some of you, I mean, just thinking, come on, preacher, hurry up and let's go and get the food. Well, if you don't respond when I say praise the Lord or something like that, I'm going to preach longer. Then you're going to be here for a long time. And you ask the people of GMI Church, I can preach for a long time. Amen. Lord bless your hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're entering the message now. Lord, we know that the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. And that word is a sharp two-edged sword. It can pierce. It's like a hammer. It can break. But it's also, you know, like an ointment. It can heal and it can soothe. Oh, and it's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our path. It's everything that we need. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, let's bring that word, Lord, tonight according to the measure. The Bible says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And if any man minister, let him minister according to the ability that God gives. Now, let my doctrine, Lord, drop today as the dew of heaven. In Jesus' name, bless everybody's heart. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to be shouting more when you hear this message. The first thing I want to do is, before I tell you what I'm preaching on tonight, I want to acknowledge the Lord for 2017, just for a few minutes, because standing here, right here, last year, 2017, the Lord said, in 2018, ye shall be built up. I mean, standing here in 2016, sorry. The Lord said, in 2017, ye shall be built up. Amen? And I can testify to that. How many of you remember that? You know, can you testify for the goodness of the Lord? If you can testify to the goodness of the Lord in 2017, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I've been seeking the Lord the whole week. You know, and just various things, the ministry and tonight and all, so forth. Waiting on the Lord and so forth. And finally, got a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes, you know, it's kind of hard. It's not like you don't know what to preach, but waiting for that exact special word for the moment. Amen.
So let's hear what the Lord has to say for us in 2018. The message, 2018. Now, I want you to all pay real close attention, because the Lord, he will watch over his word to perform it. Amen. 2018, the year of remembrance. That's what the Lord said. The year of remembrance. And the Lord's going to remember you in 2018. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what the Lord said, and I'm going to be touching on that. You know, and right off the bat, I'm going to read this prophetic utterance for you right here that the Lord gave me, and I wrote it down quickly so I wouldn't forget. Now, hear the word of the Lord for 2018. Thus saith the Lord, your prayers, tears, labor, and patience have come before me for a memorial, and I will remember you. Amen. Yea, according to my loving kindness and the multitude of my tender mercies, will I remember you in 2018, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. If you like the sound of that, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, I will remember you. Your tears, your labors, your prayers and your patience have come up before me for a memorial. And in the multitude of my tender mercies and my loving kindness will I remember you, saith the Lord, in this coming year. Amen. Amen. All right, let's see how the Lord's going to do that. First, we're going to see, so I'm not preaching very long today. If you want to hear the rest of it, you have to come to GMI service on Sunday. You're going to hear the rest of it. You know, but today, we're just going to touch on this. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see how the Lord is going to do it. We're going to look at a foundation in the Bible of see how the Lord does his things, you know, because that's how the Lord works, you know. So, you know, we'll look at some examples of how the Lord has done these things in the Bible. And when he remembered people in their affliction and various things that they went through, and how the Lord came through for them. So let's pick up a few examples. You know, for the sake of time, I'm not going to touch on all the examples that are in the Bible, but three or four will be sufficient to bring out the point. Amen. Let's start here with Noah. In the book of Genesis, chapter 8, and verse 1. Now, even the young kids will remember the story of Noah. You know, say, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of, you know, so Noah, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord, whereas everybody else didn't. And the Lord told him what he was going to do, told him to build an ark to the saving of his family and so on. And everybody else mocked at it, because up till that time it had never rained. So it was like, rain, what? You know, but anyway, guess who was laughing after the doors of the ark was shut? But even Noah, I mean, the grace and mercy of God that was with him, the power that was with Noah to command all those animals, to command the lion to sit down with the deer and sit down with the chicken, and nobody was, you know, eating anybody, you know, it was just command all of them, be at peace, sit down there, you know, and all of that. But they went through tremendous crisis, you know, 150 days and so on. It was just, I mean, they didn't know what was going on. The only thing they had was the promise of God. Amen. I mean, there was no land to be seen. I mean, the deeps of the heavens were broken up. And there was, I mean, it was just incredible. All that was happening around them and so forth. And they, you know, they didn't know what they were going to do. But let's read at Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1. And God remembered Noah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to point out something, and I will bring that out more so towards the end of the message. It's not like God forgets anything, but he uses human terms, you know, just to tell us these things. You know, if you ever think that God forgot anything, you don't know the Lord at all. He never forgets. Amen. He knows everything that there is to know, and even all things that are not yet to know. He knows them all, and he never forgets, because he is the great God. But God remembered Noah, You know, and they apply it in that, even though they were saved, you know, when the whole earth was destroyed, they themselves didn't know what was going to go on. I mean, are we going to be in this thing, you know, for how long? You know, of course, Noah was confident, but I don't think that the rest of his family was so, you know, exactly like him. They might be asking him questions. How long are we going to be here? I mean, when is this thing going to be over? And so forth. You know, so the Lord remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters were assuaged. Now, when God remembers you, he will do something to change your situation. Amen. That's right. He will do something. And this is a prophetic message for 2018. He will remember you and he will change something in your situation. Amen. So the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped because God remembered Noah. And my goodness. And the Lord did all kinds of wonderful things and bring them out, you know, to dry land and so on. The rest of the story, you may read yourself. I'm going to move on quickly to other things. Now, let's look at the story of Abraham and his nephew Lot. In the same Genesis chapter 19, let's look at what the Lord, now in this place, of course, you know, the Lord was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But let's see what he said in verse 29 of Genesis 19. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham. Hallelujah. Now, it was actually Abraham that God remembered. It wasn't Lot at all. Because Abraham, you know, was a man that knew, you know, how to trust in God and so forth like that. And Abraham was somebody that God had a testimony about, say, I know him, that he will command his children after me and so forth. And Abraham, you know, there's so many things that Abraham, you know, went through and all of that. And it was faith and stride and all of that, you know. So the Lord remembered Abraham, and for his sake, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For his sake, he sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Now, I want to tell you, some of you here, parents or whatever it is, the Lord will remember you, and for your sake, he's going to do something wonderful for your kids this year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you see, you know, we talked about generational blessings and how it can pass on to and so forth. You can see how the blessing passed on from Abraham to Lot. Lot wasn't saved because of himself. It was really because of Abraham. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord will do the same for you and your family. Amen. Now, let's look at some cases where, you know, women in the Bible that were barren and wanted God to help them out. And they would pray and so forth. And it just seemed like year after year and so forth like that. And their enemies, you know, would taunt them and so forth, you know. And things just weren't going their way. The first one we look at here is Rachel. In the book of Genesis, let me look at verse chapter 30 and right about verse 22. Genesis 30 and verse 22. Now, you may know the story of Rachel and Leah and so on, but I'm not going to go into that story. You know, because of time. That's an important part of this message I want to deliver. I'm just laying a foundation to see how God remembers people throughout the Bible. You know, so God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened unto her and opened her womb. Can you say amen? Amen. And she conceived and bare a son. And said, now God has taken away my reproach. Hallelujah. Now for all the reproach that may have been in your life from now, from before until now, God will remember you. Amen. Amen. And he's going to take that reproach away. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so that's what God did for Rachel. Let's see what God did for Hannah. Similar story, different circumstances, but similar story. 1 Samuel, let's read at chapter 1 and verse 19. Let's see what the Lord did for Samuel. Now, Hannah. Some of you may know the story of Hannah. She was the mother of Samuel, and she was also barren. for a long time, and she went into the temple and prayed many days. The prophet, or the priest Eli, saw her, thought that she was drunken, because she prayed in her heart and only her mouth moved, and all of that. You may know this story. You know, so, and then finally he said, well, you know, when he found out she wasn't drunk, he said, well, you know, the Lord hear you and so forth, grant your petition and all that. You know, so, and he said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Amen. That's verse 17. And she said in verse 18, let thy handmaid now find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. I mean, just because the man of God said something to her, she believed. Praise the Lord. There shall be a performance. Hallelujah. Blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. Amen. That's what the angel said after visiting Mary and so on. Now, let me pick it up again. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, even to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not like they hadn't come together before. They'd come together many, many times, and she didn't have a child. But this time around, the Lord remembered her. Hallelujah. And when she would bring forth a man child, I mean, one of the mighty prophets in that Bible, Samuel, finally, the Lord blessed her with something great. Amen. Now, here's a story that some of you will be very, very familiar with. The story of the children of Israel. The children of Israel. Even before they went there, the Lord told Abraham, Genesis 15 and so on, began to tell him that, look, Abraham didn't even have a child yet, but the Lord is telling him that, look, the children and your generations and descendants that will come out of you later on, here's what's going to happen to them. At some point in time, they're going to go out to a land and they'll be tormented 400 years. And afterwards, I'll bring them out with a strong hand and all that. You know, so you know the story. Now, let's see what the Lord did for the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2. Let's see what the Lord had to say in verse 24 of Exodus chapter 2 and verse 24. Well, let me read from verse 23, just to give you a little context. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Now, this was the king that knew, they had. Let me just read it. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and that cry came up unto God by reason of their bondage. There was a Pharaoh in Egypt that knew Joseph. And the children of Israel had a great time while he was living. And he died, and somebody else came there that didn't know him and changed the story around and began to put the children of Israel in bondage. But in verse 24, God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. And the Lord looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Amen. Now, God will remember even the word that he has promised you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he said to them in Exodus chapter 6 and verse 5. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. And God, you know, when he says that, he's fixing to do something. You know, so, and he went, you know, with a mighty, mighty hand to pull them out of Egypt. And he did all kinds of wonderful things. Now, seeing that the Lord has said all of these things, and seeing these examples in the Bible, why do you yet say, why is my situation like this? Or why has the Lord have forgotten me? And let me read the answer for you in Isaiah chapter 49. And let's read it at verse 13. Isaiah 49 and verse 13. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord always will have a word. I mean, to make something jump in your hearts. Amen. Sing, O ye heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people. Well, how does he comfort? You know, by giving you assurance. Like this assurance that he's giving you in this message tonight. Amen. Amen. And he will have mercy upon his afflicted. But even despite all of the promises and so forth, look at what Zion said. Zion said, well, yeah, I know the Lord has done it for somebody else. And I know the Lord can do it. But look at my situation. You know, so there may be some of you in here. You heard people's testimonies. You see what the Lord doing for others. But you say, well, you know, I know he can do it. And I know he has done it. I've seen what he's done. But my situation remains the same. Well, so Zion, they complained. They said, well, the Lord has forsaken me. And my God has forgotten me. And look at the answer of God in chapter 49 of Isaiah and verse 15. Can a woman forget her suckling child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yeah, sometimes, maybe. Yea, they may forget. But I will not forget thee. Amen. I will not forget thee. That is what the Lord has said. And he said, look, I've even graven you in the graving of my hands. You know, and I know your situation. And I will not forget you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the prayers that you have prayed, the labor that you have labored, the patience, and all the waiting and so forth. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 8 and verse 3. Let's take a look. There is a golden censer that stores these prayers. And he said, I behold, and I saw another angel come and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the Lord would have me say to you today that your prayers are coming before the Lord, and he will remember you in 2018. Amen. Now, not only will he remember you, but he will answer you. Praise the Lord. Let's see how the Lord answered the prayers in Revelation chapter 8, verse 4. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. That was a sweet smelling incense before the Lord. And when the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar, he cast into the earth. And this is how God answered all those prayers. There were thunderings and lightnings and even an earthquake, you know. I mean, God can really move when he can really shake some things when he really wants to answer your prayer. Amen. He can move. Some people say move heaven and earth. Well, there's only one person that can do that if he wants to, and that's the Lord Jesus. You know, but he can bring thunderings, he can bring lightnings, he can bring an earthquake, he can do any of these things just to answer your prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There was a story of a man in John chapter 5. Every year, this man, he struggled to get his healing. Now, some of you may know this story. But at a certain season, there was an angel sent from God and stirred the water in a certain place. And whosoever first entered into the water after the stirring of it was healed of whatever disease they had. It was the mercy of God in those days. And this man, crippled for 38 years, he would come every year. He would camp out. I mean, these people camped out for days. Because they didn't know, it was a season. They didn't know the exact day, but they knew the season. So they camp out, you know, camp out waiting for this tearing of the water and so forth. And this man would camp out. And when he camped out, just like that and so forth, But when the stirring of the water took place, everybody got up and rushed. But this man, being crippled, he never could move fast enough. And every time he got this close, somebody else stepped in and got his blessing. That's exactly right. But this man, he wouldn't give up. Amen. He would not give up. He kept coming year after year. Now, some people would have given up and said, well, I'll never get this healing. You know, I mean, you know, it's never going to be, I mean, I'm never going to get a chance. Look at me. I'm crippled. Somebody's always going to get in ahead of me, but not this man. This man kept coming. Hallelujah. And one day, Jesus remembered him. Amen. And when Jesus came upon the scene and looked at him and knew, you know, his condition, that he had been long time like that in that condition, Jesus looked at the man and said, would you like to be made whole? Hallelujah. And this man, he looked at the Lord funny. He didn't know who he was. He was like, what kind of question is that? We're all here waiting for the stirring of the water. But the Lord remembered this man, because he was coming every time and hoping that someday it will be his chance. Maybe he'll get, maybe every year he inched a little closer to the water. You can't get into the water just too early. It won't happen. Gotta wait for the stirring of the water, you know. And so when Jesus said that, he said, well, of course I want to be healed, and that's why I'm here, but I can never get in the water fast enough. Somebody gets in ahead of me all the time. And Jesus said, forget the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. Forget the water. I'm right here, right now. Amen. You don't need tonight. You don't need to wait for the stirring of any water. And sometimes we're always looking in the wrong place for our miracle. This man was looking. The only thing he believed was the water. Because that's how it always happened. That's how God always did it. And that's the only thing he knew. And so he was zeroed in on that. But Jesus said, never mind the water. Hallelujah. I'm right here. Forget the water. Forget whether you can get in the water or not. Right now, right here, will you be made whole? Now, I'm telling you something right here today. Now, maybe you've been going through, maybe you've been prayed for, maybe you've been doing whatever and so forth. I mean, I have sought the Lord this week. I said, Lord, help your people. Amen. Be merciful to your people. Praise the Lord. And if you can only believe it, God will remember you. Amen. Now, going into 2018, it's not necessarily going to happen on January 1, which is tomorrow in about 30 minutes. But he will remember you in 2018. That's right. You know, some people, you know, they get tired of waiting. Even Jesus said it himself. He said the Lord will answer them speedily. In Luke chapter 18. But then he turned around and said, look, but when he comes to answer them, will they still be at the point of faith? That's what that scripture means. You know, when the Son of Man finally comes, will he find faith upon the earth? No. Because people, they believe the Lord for so long. And just when their miracle is around the corner, they give up. And you see, the Bible clearly says, it is not him that began the race that gets the prize. You got to hold on till the end. Amen. Your miracle is around the corner. It's just coming. It's in 2008. It may not be in January 1, but it is going to be in 2018. Amen. Give me Lord a hand clap for that if you believe it. Hallelujah. Many more stories in the Bible. One time in Luke chapter 5, it was Peter's turn. You know, and he toiled all night. And he caught nothing. And finally, the Lord remembered him. And so the Lord, he showed up upon the scene. And guess what? Every time Jesus shows up, it's a miracle. Amen. For God so anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good. That's the first thing. Doing good everywhere he went. You know, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil and breaking yokes. Amen. There are some things that have held you back. That was then, but this is now. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. That was then, but this is now. Right now, we are crossing over into 2018. And it's going to be the year of remembrance. Amen. Amen. And when the Lord stepped into the boat, he said, cast your net over to this side or whatever. And Peter said, and Peter was a skilled fisherman. I mean, he knew his business. He knew that fishing. And all the guys that were with him, and they said, look, we've done everything. We know the every trick in the game. And no fish tonight. But as soon as he said that in his mind, see. But his spirit quickly came and told him, that's the master that is speaking. Amen. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, that the word of God is powerful. It divides between the soul and the spirit. When your soul has these emotions of doubt and unbelief and so forth, you get a hold of the word of God in your spirit and you say, nevertheless. Hallelujah. Even though it's been like this, but nevertheless, at your word. Amen. Peter said, look, we toiled all night. We know there ain't no fish and so forth like that. But I recognize the voice of the master. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, at your word. Come on, guys. He called all the others. Come on. Get those nets. Because they giving up. You know, it's like nothing happens. Peter said, come on. That's the master. Some of them didn't know who Jesus was, but Peter knew. So he said, and man, when they cast their net break. The boat almost sank. Hallelujah! Jesus is the great creator. He can speak to those fish. One time, even for this same Peter, he spoke to the fish. Peter was going to pay his taxes or didn't have money to pay his taxes. And they didn't know whether they should pay or not. The Lord said, well, you pay your taxes. And listen, everybody here, you better pay your taxes. Amen. That's right. So pay your taxes. And so the Lord said, well, I'm going to help you out. Go down to the fish, something and do something. But the Lord didn't just give him the money. He made him do something. Amen. Hello, somebody. In 2018, the Lord said he will remember you. But he will make you do something. You are going to do something. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord doesn't like it when people don't do anything. The Lord doesn't like it. When the same children of Israel were backed against the wall. You can read Exodus. They began to go in 13 and 14 chapters. You can read it. When they got to the Red Sea. The Red Sea in front of them. Pharaoh charging behind their back. And they were there. They started complaining to Moses. You should have left us where we were. But the Lord said, why are you standing there? Go forward. Amen. You must go forward in 2018. The Lord is going to remember you. I'm going to close by telling you a few things. And then we're going to go into anointing prayer. Before we go into the new year. Here's what I want to tell you, and there's a main part of this blessing that we will continue on Sunday by the grace of God during the Sunday service at GMI, right here at 10 o'clock. But for time, we're going to limit it here. But here's what I want to tell you, though. You can take this word and run with it, or you may just disregard it. Now, the word that was spoken to them in those days, some of them, it did not mingle with faith in their hearts. So it profited them nothing. But if it mingle with your faith tonight, then the Lord is going to remember you for 2018. Amen. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet here tonight. Let me read this wonderful promise for you as you enter into this 2018, see what the Lord has said. I love to read this. It's a wonderful promise. You know, the word of God is eternal. You can read it at any time. And it applies to that time or this time or whatever time. You can quote the word of God, whether it was said to Israel or anybody. If you believe the Lord, you can get it. Amen. Isaiah 55. Verse 11. He said, my word that comes out of my mouth shall be like the rain that comes down from heaven and doesn't go back. So shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and ye shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. Amen. Amen. Now, mountains and hills, the first thing that comes to your mind are hindrances, delays, blockage, and everything like that. Those things that have hindered you, that have blocked you, and so forth, God is going to turn them around to sing for you. Amen. Amen. That's right. And he says, all the trees of the field, that's people. Folks, they will line up. God will line them up to clap for you. Amen. Hallelujah. They will celebrate your success. They will celebrate your life in 2018. Give the Lord a hand clap if you believe it. Hallelujah. Instead of the thorns shall come up the beautiful fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Lift up your hands and I'm going to pray. And we're going to enter into the anointing service. But I want you, this is to prepare you for the anointing. When we bring the ministers out here to pray for you, if you want to engage this word in your life for 2018, then you step out and believe the Lord with the ministers that will be praying for you. And I've already prayed. I mean, so many days this week I couldn't sleep. And I already prayed that the Lord is going to do something for you. Amen. God will remember you in 2018. Now, if that's you, lift up your hands. Yeah, if you want God to remember you in 2018, praise the Lord. Now, Lord, look at all those hands that are lifted up. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, let your word, which you have spoken tonight, let it be verified in the lives of your people, in the name of Jesus Christ. And when the time of promise begins to draw near in their lives, Lord, as you always do, I know you will orchestrate things to bring it to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, verify your word, which you have spoken tonight. Let it be verified in the lives of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you believe that, you can say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.